Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Tom just told us that he likes to kind of keep an eye on you throughout the year and kind of know what you're doing. Would you say that you would do the same with him? Do you kind of keep track of where he's at and what he's doing?
Well, certainly we end up watching a lot of tape with the Patriots offense because we play, you know, so many common opponents. And obviously it's a great film to study because you always want to see how a team, you know, how a defense how they play against the Patriots and how they try to stop, you know, Tom and their passing game. So you certainly, you know, see him a lot on film and, you know, have throughout the years. And he's playing great again this year, without a doubt.
Hey, Peyton, Tom talked about the fact that obviously alluded to the fact that he's had a success in this system. You've had success in your system. But with the abilities of both you guys being at the top of your game, could either one of you go to anywhere, if you think, and be successful as quarterbacks?
You know, obviously, it's hard for me to say. Tom's definitely right. I've been in the same system. You know, it's funny. I've only had three systems my entire football career, one in high school, one in college, and one in the NFL. So it is, you know, like I said, it's hard for me to say this is a system that I've known. Obviously, we've it's grown through the years. We've tweaked things and changed things, and you're always trying to learn. But this is the one that I've, had as a rookie and been able to stay in it the entire year.
Peyton, Tom,
my entire career.
Sorry. Tom has mentioned that that when he got injured, you know, had that whole knee thing, he called you up and said, you know, tell me about it. And what conversations did you guys have? What advice did you offer about returning from something like that?
Well, the thing is that really I was, you know, I really couldn't relate to the injury that Tom had. I mean, my injury was it was unique and but it wasn't an ACL reconstructive surgery like Tom had or like, you know, Carson Palmer had. I mean, that was probably more of a similar case. So, you know, obviously, you know, there was talk about the infection. That's kind of where he did call me, talking about, you know, the kind of the infection that I had, which I guess there were some similarities there. So, yeah, I kind of told him some of the things that I was doing to treat it and kind of what I was dealing with there. But, you know, I really cannot say that my injury was similar to his. I mean, his was a major, major, you know, months and months of recovery. Mine was I was not that much time of recovery.
You and Marvin were a great combination for years and years. Do you see Tom and Randy kind of developing that? I mean, is there only actually two years together? Do you see similarities with what they're doing and what you and Marvin did for so long?
Well, you know, certainly they have. I mean, the two of them certainly have made a lot of plays in their short time together. And, you know, I know our defense have had their hands full, you know, trying to contain Moss, and then you got Welker and all the other weapons, and, you know, Tom does a great job spreading the ball around. So you know, obviously Moss, you know, what Moss has done before he got to New England was awfully impressive, and I think everybody knew, you know, once New England signed him that the two of them were going to make for a tough combination, and they've certainly that's certainly proven to be true.
I mean, how much have you appreciated sharing this era, this decade with Tom? When people talk about great quarterbacks, they start with you guys.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I can't really speak, you know, I don't speak on myself, you know, at all. So, but what Tom has done in this decade has, I mean, it's hard to do it justice, you know, on a short conference call. He's been unbelievably consistent, and seems to get better, you know, year after year. And he's had multiple players around him. He's had some coaching. Even though you said he may have had the same system, he's had some offensive coordinator changes. He's had different guys to throw to, yet he's remained, you know, unbelievably consistent and accurate throughout. So, that's a great credit to him.
And with that in mind, he told a story about 2001, his actually first career start. You probably remember the game. I think it was 44-13 Patriots, but you went up to him at the start of the game or before the game and introduced yourself. What do you remember about that, Peyton? It made an impression on Tom for him to mention it today.
Yeah, I try to forget that game. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yep. Really appreciate that. Probably out there just throwing before the game, you know, like I usually do, and sometimes, you know, you get out there a little bit early and just trying to get a feel for the turf and, you know, remember Tom being out there. You know, I'm sure I was talking to Bledsoe as well, and, yeah, that was the first time that I met Tom, and obviously he's been doing unbelievable things since.
Yeah, going back to those, some of the phone calls you guys had, and you kind of, I guess it maybe took a couple, like 7 games or so for you to ease back in last year. Did you offer Tom any advice about, I don't know, not freaking out if it doesn't happen right away for him this year and coming back, or anything along those lines?
No, I didn't. Just because, like I said, I really couldn't relate to what, you know, the kind of recovery that, like I said, he had to go through, or what Palmer did, or, you know, some of the injuries that McNabb has had. I mean, talking about missing the entire season, I mean, it's been a long time since he had played. I couldn't relate to that. Obviously, I missed, you know, some training camp and preseason, but it's really a totally different type of situation, you know, that he was having to deal with. So I was the wrong guy to offer any tips or advice on that. And obviously, he's done it certainly hasn't seemed to be a problem for him in all the way he's playing.
And also, he mentioned that when you guys will get together, like celebrity events or whatever, you'll talk football junkies, I think he called you guys. What do you guys talk about?
Didn't he just say football?
He did, but I want maybe a little more detail. I mean, breaking down plays.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I see Tom maybe once or twice, in the off season, some kind of, you know, charity event or whatnot, and I don't know, pretty normal things. Obviously, I enjoy talking to other quarterbacks, you know, guys that I see, whether it's, you know, McNabb or Jake Delhomme or Palmer. Of course, Eli and I enjoy spending time together. You know, the time that we have together, and you know, I think quarterbacks naturally are going to talk some football. So it's fun to talk football, you know, with a guy like Tom, because of his knowledge is so impressive when it comes to football.
Peyton, for so long, you and Tony Dungy were really the faces of the franchise. What can you tell us about Jim Caldwell for people who don't know much about him?
Well, people think that I know Coach Caldwell so well. I mean, he's been my position coach, but I think I'm kind of getting to know him like the rest of our team is as a head coach. I think it takes time where you kind of learn something about the guy, just like he's probably learning about, you know, some of our different players. You know, he was just focused on the quarterbacks for so many years, so... I think the team is responding to his coaching right now. As we progress through the season, here we are in the second half of the season. You know, I think we'll continue to learn more about him, and he'll learn more about us. But a very hard-working coach, very disciplined, very detail-oriented, and obviously he's had his influences in his coaching career. You know, a lot of it comes from Coach Dungy, but a lot of it comes from some other coaches that Caldwell has been with in the college ranks or wherever it may be. And like I said, I think it's still early in his coaching career. I think we're still all kind of getting a feel for each other.
Hey, I know you will say the Patriots defense has always been tough to play against, but have you seen an upgrade in speed and quickness from this year's edition?
I have. I feel like they are. I don't know. I really can't necessarily say that. I haven't played them in person yet. But every time you play these guys, they're always impressive to watch on film. You know, I think people might say that because they've gotten some younger guys, but I thought they were a great defense when they had some of the players that aren't there anymore. You know, and I think they're, from what I've seen on film, they seem to be playing excellent defense right now. They're not giving up very many points. Very stingy against the pass, and have always been capable of creating turnovers. So, they looked to me like a typical Patriots defense, just very solid, and we know it's going to be just a tough battle against them.
Peyton, I know, and this is more of just an X's and O's question, but obviously the gesturing and everything you do pre-snap has gotten some attention, and I'd assume part of that is identifying the mic and the protection and everything else. When a quarterback does that and has to identify the mic and communicate that, how important is that to everything, and how bad can things be if you're wrong?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's probably a little more detailed than what I'm comfortable talking about, I guess. I'll say this, obviously, I think in football in general, I think it's important that everybody's tries to be on the same page, defensively. The defenses want to be on the same page. If a linebacker's playing zone and the cornerbacks are playing man, obviously as an offense, you hope to take advantage of that. And offensively, if the running back thinks it's a run play and the line thinks it's a pass play, that can be a bad thing. So I think it's in football, it's always important to try to be on the same page.
Peyton, you've had a year in Lucas Oil Stadium. Of course, Tom didn't get to play there last year. Do you still have the noise advantage you had in the RCA Dome?
I don't know. I'd probably be the wrong guy to ask that to, because they're usually pretty quiet when our offense is out there. But the guys I think that probably could give you the best answer are guys like Tom or McNabb, or some of the we've got Tom's probably Houston or Jacksonville's quarterback, some of the guys that have played in the old stadium. So for me, it's kind of hard to tell, just because I'm not out on the field when obviously our crowd is really getting loud. So I'm sure Tom will probably give you a good answer the more he plays here.
Now, are there any pressures associated with an 8-0 season and being undefeated?
Any what?
Pressures, as far as pressures on you as a quarterback or as a team to be undefeated 8-0 at 8-0.
I'm sure it's a cliche, I guess. That's really not something that we talk about. All we talk about is just trying to win the next one. And obviously, we all know how important this game is. But it truly, it's important because it is the next one. But certainly, I think everybody, everybody knows how good of a team the Patriots are. And this would be just an unbelievably great test for us, here kind of at the halfway point of the season. So, but, kind of our focus on each week has been trying to get better each week, try to get better. We've certainly had some injuries we've had to deal with. We haven't made any excuses along those lines, and some different guys have stepped up, and that's what we'll continue to have to do throughout the season, just try to step up and hopefully make the plays at the right time. But this will be a great test for us on Sunday.
Hey, Peyton, I'm kind of going to stretch your memory here, but there's a local kid. It was a receiver named Brett McDermott. I believe he wore number 15. He was in camp,
sure,
with you. Any recollections of him, is one? And two, is it, he said the other day the thing that was most pleasant about working with the Colts was the fact that guys like yourself and Reggie Wayne, he was amazed that they would take the time to work with him to make him better. And why spend time with a guy who might not make the team?
Well, I think Reggie, being an older player, he's had different receivers through the years, that have been here with him, and I think that's part of your job. I think as an older player, to help the young guys, and obviously, you hope all of them make your team, but if they don't make your team, maybe they have a chance to make it somewhere else. Brett was a great kid. He was a hardworking kid, would do anything you asked of him. Really did a great job while he was here. I know, from what they said, after our receivers coach said, it was kind of down to the wire, and hopefully he has a chance to play, somewhere else. So I think that's just that's kind of part of being a veteran football player, helping out the younger quarterbacks. And certainly, it's natural for quarterbacks to try to help out the younger receivers.
Peyton, just how great has it been for you to end up having Tom Moore back this year?
Well, obviously, Tom's meant a lot to me, over my career. But there was some uncertainty, there kind of in the summer. But it was good to get all that resolved, and so it was it's obviously better now, now that there's, kind of more of a plan. It wasn't kind of for a while there. There was kind of some uncertainty, and that's obviously not what you want. So it's, he's back in his normal role, although he does, we do get Clyde Christensen, our receivers coach, really helps Tom quite a bit, when it comes to kind of game planning and calling plays and whatnot. So that's been a nice thing to have.
Do you consider yourself lucky? I mean, to basically only have had one offensive coordinator really throughout your career.
Sure, absolutely. It's one offense, and obviously there's good continuity there. So no, absolutely 100%.
Thanks a lot, Peyton.
Thank you, Peyton.
Thank you, Peyton.
Appreciate it.